Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. I see you just spoke with Stella.
I just spoke with... Say it again.
You spoke with Stella about starting home care services for William?
Yes.
Okay, hi. So my name is Abigail. Like I said, I'm the enrollment coordinator here. I would be helping you guide you through the process. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to run through the basic process just so you know. The patient has to have two assessments to get approved by the state, and then they need to collect some financial documents, which will have to be sent into the county to get approved. Once that is done, then you will discuss hours with an assigned service coordinator who will come down. This process usually takes about 6 weeks, but I just like to let you know so you have a picture of it, okay?
You said it takes how long?
Usually about 6 weeks.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'll be
It's a bit of a process, but once you're approved, then we'll be able to start with the services, and we can start paying the caregiver, which... in this case is you, correct? Or no, you need the caregiver, correct?
Both of us need care.
Sorry?
I'm actually starting to drag one leg around. I think I'm going to have a stroke.
Oh.
I don't know.
Is this the patient or this is...
No, this is his wife. This is Izita. My husband is William.
Izita. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was released early from a facility, Elkins Crest, and on Township Line Road in Philadelphia. And he hasn't walked since he's been home.
Oh, wow.
Had people coming in to help me get him changed. He's been sitting on a couch the entire time for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay, we're going to try to get these services started as soon as we can. It does usually take a couple of weeks. That's the only way that it can get done.
Okay. Whatever. I just hope I'm still around.
Okay. Do you want me to discuss this with the patient, or do you want to be the one that we go through?
No, I'm the one who's doing everything. He can't do much.
Okay. I don't. This isn't such a complicated process. I don't want you to get stressed out. I'm going to help you throughout it. I'm going to help you schedule your assessments, and I just need to confirm a few things now to see if he'll be eligible, but
okay.
It may take a couple of weeks, but it's not so complicated, okay? I want to let you know that.
Okay,
and I'm going to be here to help you if you need. You can always call me to ask me any questions.
Okay.
You're not alone in the process.
What's
my name is
name?
Abigail. This is my number that I called you from. You can save my number as Abigail from Family First Care. Okay? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Would be good to save my number. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to be sure the patient isn't making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Are you making more than $2,900 a month? Let me just see. Let's see. His Social Security. Okay, his social security is 1825.
Okay, and that's all he's making, correct?
No. He gets $178 from the school district, and yeah, he is making more than that.
He's making more than $2,900?
Well, he gets $1,825, $178.53. Then he gets $804 from Canada Dry, where he worked. That's a pension.
He's working now?
No, that was a pension that he's still getting.
How much is he making? $825, you said?
$1,825, $178.53.
Where's that from?
That's from the school district.
Okay. So, which was the $125? $125 is from where?
No, $1,825. That's Social Security.
$1,825 from Social Security. $1,825
right.
From his old job as well?
No.
Okay, fine. So
it's $1,825 from Social Security. It's $178.53 from the school district. And it's also, and he's also getting $804.23 from Canada Dry, where he worked for 25 years. That's a pension. And he gets a VA amount of $617.47 because he was hurt in the Army and it did something to his hearing on one side.
Okay. So let me just confirm to get this straight. $1,825 from Social Security, $178
right.
from the school district, $804
right.
from Canada Drive, which is a pension, and $617
right.
from the VA, correct?
Right.
Okay. Just a second, please. Okay, so it does seem like he will be over the limit, but because he does have, he is getting the money from these sources, it could be that it's okay. Let me just confirm. Does the patient have any, does he own a home or a car or any other assets for over $8,000?
Yes. We own our home. We've owned our home for the last 38 years. And we have a car.
Okay. So what I'm going to tell you to do is, right now, it doesn't look like they will be, you will be approved because
okay.
of the large assets that you do have. But I can give you the number for the broker. Did Stella give you that number?
The number for what?
For the broker. schedule the assessment. I'm going to give you that number, if not. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the number for the broker. You can try applying through them. And if you are approved, you'll let me know, and we would be happy to be your agency. Just right now, it doesn't look like there's a way that we can get you approved. So if you are approved from Maximus, you can reach out to us again, and we'll be more than happy to be your agency, okay?
All right. Now, what is the broker?
The broker is from Maximus, the company that approves you from the state, and then they will, once you get approved from the state, they will have you get in touch with the county for their approval as well. They can help you get approved for home care services, but they aren't an agency. They don't pay for the home care. They just approve you. They are the ones who give the approval.
And what's the name of the broker?
The independent enrollment broker, and the company's name is Maximus.
Maximus.
You can also go to their website.
I'm not that technologically.
No. Okay, I'm going to give you their phone number to call them, okay?
Okay.
It's 877. 4227. Okay.
All right. Now, when I call them,
you're going to ask them. You're going to let them know that the home care agency said that it seems like you're over the financial limit and you want to still try to apply. If you can please get an application and have your first assessment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. You can reach out if you get approved and reach back out to us and let us know. But for now, there's not much we can do for you on our end, okay? But Maximus
okay.
is your route. They're going to help you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.